Lo, the level lake, and the long glories of the winter moon.
Then saw they how there hove a dusky barge, dark as a funeral scarf from stem to stern beneath them. And descending, they were ware that all the decks were dense with stately forms, black-stoled, black-hooded, like a dream.
By these three queens with crowns of gold, and from them rose a cry that shivered to the tingling stars, and as it were one voice, an agony of lamentation, like a wind that shrills all night in a wasteland where no one comes.
Or hath come since the making of the world.
Then murmured Arthur,
"Place me in the barge."
So to the barge they came.
There those three queens put forth their hands and took the king and wept.
But she that rose the tallest of them all and fairest laid his head upon her lap and loosed the shattered casque and chafed his hands and called him by his name, complaining loud and drooping bitter tears against a brow striped with dark blood.
For all his face was white and colorless, and like the withered moon smote by the fresh beam of the springing east.
And the light and lustrous curls that made his forehead like a rising sun high from the dais throne were parched with dust or clotted into points and hanging loose. So like a shattered column lay the king.